No, mai haere mai ki konei I tēnei pō. E mihi ana tuatahi, te mana whenua o tēnei rohi. E mihi ana tēnei whare mō te kaitiakitanga. E mihi ana ki te puna o Mataoro o Aotearoa me te puranga takatāpui o Aotearoa mō te kaitiakitanga o te taonga o Aotearoa. Ai, e mihi ana ki ngā kaimahi o tēnei whare. Ai, ko Roger Swanson, rawa ko Hannah Benburn, mō tā rawa mahi, ai, ngā mihi nui. Ngā mihi nui ko Will, mō tō mahi nui, me tō matauranga hoki, ai. E mihi ana ki ngā kaimahi o tēnei pukapuka iti. he mīharo tēnei pukapuka. Nō reira, kei te pai. Ai. E mihi ana kia koutou. Ngā mihi nui mō tō koutou tautoko tō mātou pukapuka iti. Ai. Nō reira, ai. Nō mai haere mai, tēnā koutou katoa. Thank you for all being here today. I'm going to be short and sweet, but I've just got a few things to say to let you know how it's going to run. My name's Caitlin. I'm just doing some behind the scenes work, just helping things going. But yeah, I've been lucky enough to be involved in this amazing project that Will's going to talk to us more about. Before we get into that, I've got a few health and safety things to keep note of. If there's an earthquake, drop cover hold and be aware of the glass. So yeah, try be centered. And there's some tables at the back. The bathrooms, the wharepaku, are out in the corridor, in the stairwell in the corridor over there. But just let us know if you can't find them either. Our ground floor ones are gender neutral. And finally, if there's another kind of emergency or alarm goes or whatever, the staff here will guide us out. So just follow their lead. Yeah. So now Will's going to talk a bit about what this project is, why, how it came about, and why it's important or why we had such a good time doing it. And then we're going to let some of the participants come up here and just speak a little bit about their page or their experience of exploring Lagans. And then we'll close off the ceremony with a formal submission of our zine to the archives to, you know, tie up all the neat ends. Awesome, cool, okay, it's fine. Right, I'll let Will take it away. Thank you.
Kia ora, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. I'm feeling really overwhelmed with the amount of support and everyone that showed up. We were expecting like 15 people, so, you know, thank you so much for coming out. For those who don't know me, my name is Will Hansen. I'm a wannabe queer historian and a trustee of Te Puranga Takatāpui o Aotearoa, the Lesbian and Gay Archives of New Zealand, otherwise known as Lagans. Thank you so much for coming along to this event. This is the first launch party of the collaboration between Lagans and Wellington Zine Fest for the first edition of our collaborative zine that we made, hopefully the first of many events and zines that we'll have. We called this zine The Archive is Alive because history is always talking to us. And it sounds cliche, but it's important that we listen and that we learn to listen well. Something that I've learned when I've been studying history for the last few years is that the ability to listen to and learn from history is really a skill that everyone is always engaged in. And for queer people, it can often be a life-saving one. Learning the legacies of queer struggle and queer joy and queer everything else, the kind of everything that we're born into that has been silenced, that has been suppressed, that has been taken away from us, gives us a sense of belonging, a sense of place, a sense of pride, and a sense of power. Our histories are so important, and I believe that our histories do sit at the heart of our activism. You know, for me personally, history is absolutely vital, as when I'm feeling hopeless, I think about all of the change that my queer elders, my queer ancestors have made, and how that means that I can make change too. How things have changed so much before now, and how things will inevitably change in the future. We also called this zine The Archive is Alive, as a reflection of the fact that despite attempts to erase queer history, and specifically to destroy Legans was subject to an arson attack in 1986, the archive still is here, the archive's still alive, still thriving. Another title we played around with, but we ended up discarding it because it just didn't really fit on the cover, was The Present of Queer History, which was a play on words supposed to indicate that queer history is a gift. It's so something that is so important and heartwarming and joyful for us to explore, but also to indicate the fact that history is constantly unfolding, that it's not just about the past, but also about what's happening today and the fact that we need to try really hard to document it, especially in this digital age when things are getting lost because they're posted on Facebook, events and such, and then once they're taken down, they get lost to the internet. So it's about kind of really giving people that sense that what's happening today is queer history and it is important, and it is important to be archived. Yeah, this project came about between conversations with me and Caitlin from Wellington Zine Fest, because we both felt this real importance of archives, of history, and we also felt the inaccessibility of both of these institutions. You know, both of us have been really lucky to study history courses up at university, and they bring you down to the archives, and they give you a really warm welcome to the archives. But for people who never had access to an archive before, I've never been able to go to an archive, it can be a really intimidating and a really daunting place. And although, you know, we try really hard at Legans to make queer history accessible, we are entirely volunteer run and we rely on grants and the goodwill of donors to survive. So, you know, if you want to see our archives, you have to be in person in Wellington on site. And you have to have the confidence and the privilege to negotiate these kinds of institutions. So again, yeah, it can be really daunting. So we're always trying to create new pathways of access. One exciting thing that's happening, which hopefully a lot of you have already heard about, is that Legans is going to digitize our archive soon. So that's really exciting. Woohoo! That'll make things so much easier for everyone to access. People will just be able to Google, you know, Trans History Aotearoa, and we'll come up and they'll be able to see the primary resources for themselves, which I think will make a huge difference. But in the meantime, you know, I've been thinking a lot about how to make Legans more accessible for the kinds of communities that I'm part of, trans communities, young queer communities. And so talking with Caitlin and with the rest of the crew at Wellington Zine Fest, we came up with this project because we hope it'll be helpful for our community, and we kind of joined together in this belief that you know, queer youth need to be uplifted in knowing that they are queer history in the making, that their lives are important, and just as their lives are important, so are their archives. So I hope that everyone who engages with this zine can feel, understand that and feel that same emotion. So this project began with a call for a small group of participants for an intensive 2-day workshop. The first day we had here at the National Library. Thank you to the National Library and Hannah in particular for hosting us. Where have you gone, Hannah?
I'm behind the bar.
Oh, thanks, Hannah. Most important place to be. Hannah helped us so, so much. She printed out stacks and stacks of things and helped us navigate the world of the Alexander Turnbull Library's photo stream, which is now littered with naked gay male images. So I'm really sorry to anyone who got really surprised seeing those. Thank you, Hannah, for putting up with all of that. So day one was here with Hannah with the National Library. Roger Swanson from Legans, who's really he's the lifeblood of Legans. We were so lucky to hear from him about his involvement in the organization, his own journey with archiving and with queer history. And then I gave a couple of talks about how we can engage critically with our histories and our archives. And we had lots of really cool discussions about this. We talked about questions like how can Legans make itself more useful for our, you know, diverse queer communities. How can Le Gans take more of a role in activism? Le Gans was founded as an aide for the National Gay Rights Coalition, which was an activist organization that sprung out of gay liberation. So how does that activist history translate to today? All of these kinds of things we considered. And then finally, the participants were given the opportunity to sit down with the archives and have like a good in-depth look at them. I really wish we'd had like 2 weeks to run this workshop, because you could spend so long just talking about all of this and sitting down looking at the archives. But unfortunately, we only had the day, so we did that all in one big long day. Thank you to all the participants for getting through all of that. And day two saw us head over to Mashuko, which is on Guzney Street. It's a new place that started up that's really important to support because they're doing a lot of creative stuff in the community. And they gave us the space to start designing our zine. So we did all of the cool, everything you see in here was all made there out of the photocopies that Hannah painstakingly printed off for us. And that was really, really fun. I think that I'm really, really happy with the final product. I just wish that we had more time to do even more, but printing cost is a lot, so it's probably good we didn't. I just want to say some final thank yous. Thank you, Roger and Hannah, for all of the efforts you've put into making this workshop work. We just couldn't have done it without you, and the knowledge and the skill and the patience and the time and the patience that you brought to working with us. Thank you, Liam and Caitlin from Wellington Zine Fest. This all started with just us having a little chat, and you guys actually made it a reality, which is really cool. You worked so hard on getting the funding application and just doing all of that organizational stuff that goes right over my head. So, thank you for your passion and your dedication to local creatives. And Lucy as well, I'm always so impressed with Wellington Zine Fest and the way that you support local creatives and local communities. And if you don't know Wellington Zine Fest, I feel like most of you are here because of them. But if you don't know them, definitely check them out. They're like one of the most important and vital institutions that we have in Poneke, really uplifting local creatives. So turning dreams into realities, as in this case. So thank you, Wellington Zine Fest. Thank you, Caitlin and Liam and Lucy. Who else? And lastly, I want to thank all of our contributors. So Ailish Wallace Buckland, Andrew McCauley, Caitlin Lynch, Kira O'Callaghan, Compass Ramsey, Emma Hurley, Frankie Barraclough, Kiefer Hunt, Liam Galter, and me. thank you to me. No, thank you to everyone for participating. I'm really, really stoked with it. I hope you guys are all stoked with it. It came out so well. We spent so long at Warehouse Stationery putting this out. And also, everyone be sure to check out the hidden little sticker envelope. We printed out some stickers. Stick those around. People have been tearing down my stickers. I stick them right back up. And now you all have some stickers to stick up to. So thanks so much for coming along and listening to me ramble.
So now, do any of the contributors want to come up and talk about their zine pages? Kira? Woo!
Yeah. Hi, I'm not going to talk for long because I hope that the zine kind of talks for itself. But this was a really cool experience for me. I think it was very validating. It kind of was 0 to 100. Like, a lot of the time when you're looking for queer representations or history, it's like you're looking for like a needle in a haystack, or you watch like 8 seasons of a TV show to find the one maybe lesbian couple, I don't know. So being bombarded with like pages and pages of like queer history that wasn't just like, I don't know, orientated around law reform or suffering was very empowering. And I made this page that's Reclaim the Past. The future is queer, it's fine. Kind of to like represent something that I saw as like ubiquitous between what we looked at from decades and decades ago and what I see in my own life, which is like queer joy, queer dancing, queer partying and smiling and fun and love. And I think it's really important to represent that. And that's, we should talk about that just as much as we talk about suffering and oppression, because that is what queer people are as well. You know, we don't just die at the end of movies. we don't just cry because we can't get married. We don't just have unrequited love. It's for me and like probably every queer person I know and every... And looking through these archives as well, like this magazine called Devotion, which was all about devotees and what you love and queer dance parties. And, you know, there was so much positivity in that. And I think that's something I really bought, like I took away from this experience and something that we should all remember. And kind of the idea of countering mainstream narratives of LGBT plus history and celebrating love as much as we kind of mourn suffering and loss, which is also a really important part, but we shouldn't orientate kind of LGBT history around how we've been treated. It should be about how we treat each other. And all I see from like even just an example of this workshop is just like love and interest and curiosity. And I like feel lucky to be queer. I don't feel like it's something sad, so I feel like that's why I put this page. So yeah, just a shout out to all the people on that page and all the people in Wellington and that were there, and Liam and Will and Caitlin and everyone who organised this whole workshop, because it made me very happy and also emotional. So yeah, thank you.
We've got Compass and Kiefer coming to talk to us next.
We're trans, so we did pages about that, which is super fun. We enjoyed it very much. I think going into this... Oh, wait, I also put together the page that has all of the naked men on it. That one. Yeah, you're welcome. Yeah. Yes, there it is. Yeah, so basically this, the green page there, Kiefer and I did together. It was like right at the end of the second day, and we were like, oh no, we finished everything, what should we do now? And then I basically just like glued gender to a page, and then we just kind of went with that. We were like, what is gender? And then we were like, gender is really stupid. Some examples that we have up there is like, gender is everything that I've dropped on the floor so far. Dermatologists hate it, all of that sort of stuff. We have Casper, the friendly ghost, which was Kiefer's contribution. Loved it very much.
That wasn't the only contribution, yeah. I promise.
All of the like pictures on there are from Kiefer, because I sat there being like, oh, what should I write down? And then Kiefer actually went and did stuff. Then this next page is my page that I did by myself about being non-binary, because being non-binary is like super sexy. And all of these quotes there are from Trans Care, which was a magazine that I don't really know that much about, but they have like really cute things in them, just being like, being trans is like really awesome. And I wanted to put that on a page and just be like, there wasn't really anything about being non-binary in the archives, just because that language didn't really exist back then. So I was like, I'm gonna make it myself, so that like the next archives, like non-binary people can look at it and be like, oh yeah, that existed. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So I made the next couple pages, which are quite like minimalistic, but I wanted to focus on the fact that like throughout my... Oh, and by the way, that's me and my boyfriend who is here. So shout out to him. And I wanted to focus on the fact that, like, I think I've grown a lot throughout my own, like, trans journey, because I started off being like, nobody can know I'm trans. I gotta, like, transition, and then I gotta be like, this cis hideous guy you've ever seen. And then it's like, nobody can know ever. And then it was like, through events such as these and, like, meeting other, like, wonderful trans people, I realized that actually it's okay to be proud to be trans, and, like, I'm okay with people knowing, and I think it's cool that people know. And I got, like, I had a focus on top surgery scars, because I got top surgery in January of this year, which was like a really big thing for me, because it was like I could suddenly switch from like hating my body to like actually enjoying it, and I enjoy living in my trans body. And I focused on that because near the start of it, I was like, I'm gonna have scars, and like, that's fine, and like, it's gonna be kind of weird, and my nipples might be kind of weird, but that's fine. And now it's like I have scars, and I think they're awesome, and I like looking at them in the mirror, and like, my nipples kind of aren't fully colored, but I'm proud of my body because I managed to heal that way. And it's like, it was a big surgery, so I'm like proud, and I appreciate how my body healed. So I wanted to focus on that and then sort of just the idea of like, it's beautiful to be trans, and I'm like so proud of all my trans whānau who like exist like that, because it can be hard, but I appreciate it so much. And I also really appreciate my family for helping me get top surgery. And like, when I first transitioned, the person who was like on it straight away was my littlest sister, and I don't think I've ever heard her muck up ever, even though she's literally known me her whole life as like maybe something else for a little bit. But yeah, so this is a really important experience to me, especially as I'm moving to Palmy next year, because it's like my final sort of thing of like leaving something behind with the queer Wellington community. Even though I'll like be back because like this is my home, it's like I like the idea of having something permanent in the archives to be like, yeah, that's me. So yeah, thank you.
Thank you so much. Does anyone else want to share anything? Yeah, Eilish, yeah. Woo!
So I did a couple of pages, and come from a history, pure history background, looking at queer history. So I thought it'd be interesting to sort of capture the vibe of what we were going for with the workshop, and sort of reclaiming our history and making history, as Will has already talked about, through making this scene. So, excuse me. So at the bottom here is parts from the Pink Triangle magazine. And I'm sure a lot of you are aware of what the Pink Triangle symbolizes, but so there's like a little explanation of how it was used during the Second World War for homosexual men in concentration camps, and sort of like a bit about how during sort of gay liberation time, sort of reclaiming that symbol that was used as something to demarcate and oppress, and sort of making that part of our own sort of joy in history, like switching that up. And then at the top was this part from, also from Pink Triangle magazine, about reclaiming the past and looking for, it's mostly focused on queer women in the past and looking for that sort of history. There's a bit where it's like Sappho, Joan of Arc, and me sort of vibe, so sort of like making those connections to people in the past, which I thought was just really cool with all the images as well. Sort of someone else has put those together and I've now stolen them and put them on my scene. Cool. Do you want to go to the next one? And then I've also done a page that sort of took snippets from, took snippets from the Michael Eyes papers and the magazine Bitches, Witches and Dykes. And sort of, I was just sort of looking for things that I think are still sort of relevant to queer community and protest, and things that we talk about now, and like looking at where that is in the past and how it might have been talked about then as opposed to now. So there's like bits about the treaty, stuff screwing capitalism over, a bit about the police. There's this really fun cartoon sort of like in the top right where it's these two lesbian lovers, and the little caption is, first of all, why don't we talk about politics before this goes any further? Which I thought was real fun. Just looking at like those intersectional struggles or ideas that we still talk about now, which I thought was cool to find that in the archive. Yeah, so those are my goals.
Any last thoughts? Cool. Okay, well, I think maybe we'll move on to our final event of the evening, the official handover. So we've got Rhonda here from...
I wasn't expecting there to be so many people.
Will, do you want to... You should do it. So Rhonda's from the legal deposit team at National Library.
I am, yeah, and this is just really beautiful, this event, so yeah, it's amazing, so cool. So what are we doing, bud?
I think I'll just hand it to you. Woo!
And also, Roger, do you want to accept it on behalf of Legans?
Thank you, Will, and thank you all the team that put this together. It's really amazing. It was a great privilege to have Will at me get material out for this workshop, and we had a long list of suggestions, and so I spent a few days hauling stuff up, which was great. And I was thinking, well, you know, it's interesting what's going to come of it, because I have not much idea of zines. It's not my territory at all. And so it was, but it's great having people expressing their reactions to collection items. And I know in the Turnbull Library we have people in tears, people dancing out of the room because they've found something that they've been looking for ages, or it's moved them so with the emotion that they can't, you know, that the little object they found, the bit of text, the letter they've just read from an ancestor, have been really moving. And this is our ancestry, and it's great to have people being moved by it, and it's great that it comes alive. And that's the idea. The archive is not a dead thing that you put in boxes and never see again. It's something that's brought out and used and makes change. And as Will said, the archive was founded as an activist, organized as an activist thing, and was there to make change in the world. And hopefully this is another step along the way. So thank you, Will. Thank you, Caitlin. And thank you, everybody, for coming tonight and for the group that put this together. Well done. Thank you.
Thank you for Roger and Hannah, which we'll deliver. The one final thing I want to say is that we, as you may have noticed, we've sold out of copies tonight because about five times as many people came as we anticipated, which is awesome, which is great. But if you want a copy, one option is to come to Wellington Zine Fest, which is next weekend on the 10th and 11th of October at the Architecture and Design Campus on Vivian Street. Will and I are going to be there on the Sunday with a stall with this zine and also like heaps of other like cool history zines and queer zines. So yeah, come on down. It's a cool thing to check out. The other thing is that like the only reason we have a price on this is for print costs. So if you want a digital copy of it for you to print out yourself or to like just look at digitally, just email wellingtonzinefest@gmail.com and we'll just send you the PDF. Cool. So it's wellingtonzinefest@gmail.com or come here, chat to us. Anyway, thank you so much for coming.